The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your heart will be rejoiced, and no one will take the joy away from you. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. The Gospel of the Lord. Philip originally was a diocesan priest, but he's got his charisma is to serve the young people and the poor, a kind of Don Bosco at his time. So he started a new congregation, mainly on prayer and singing. So singing is a part of prayer. So you help the community to grow with a heart of joy. When you sing, you kind of feeling of joy, right? So it's time, especially after communion, when I sing the Bless the Lord, you're all welcome to sing together in a low voice, but just from the heart. When you sing out, in the monastery, all the psalms in the past, they sing Latin, of course, by that time. But today, it's different tone. In Trappist Monastery, the Chinese way is not really adapted to the Latin wood. Anyway, prayer with joy and prayer with songs. Even by yourself, at times, in silence prayer, you can sing from the heart. Because Jesus wants us to live in peace. Don't think so much things, not just all the worries that take it away. Time with the Lord is time of joy. Just imagine if Jesus standing before you, were you still worrying about? Perhaps you would. But Jesus will tell you, don't worry, I am with you until the end of the age. So be secured, Jesus is with us. And he said, the Father loves me, so I love you. The same. Jesus loves us, you have to tell your neighbor, I loved you, because we share the same faith, love of God the Father, not your own. We don't have anything. You just share the love of God the Father, because God loves you, so that you share this love. And so many people didn't have this experience, because the experience is that centered on themselves. You have to open. Let God work. Whatever will be, will be. But in the providence of God the Father, who is love, and we entrust everything in His hand. But important is to live well every day. Today, not yesterday, not tomorrow day, but today day. Live it well. Try to live today. Just whenever you are conscious, tell yourself, what are you doing now? Because many times you think about so many things of the past, of the future, and forget about the present.